Ornella Kassmann, born on January 20th, 1963, in Lamezia Terme, Italy. I came here when I was 9. I was in third grade at the time there. I remember playing. I remember sitting on our front stoop and reading to my sister and her friends. I remember going to the beach. We used to play Italian cards a lot. That was one of the things that we would do on Christmas Eve as everybody finished their dinner. We would sit down and play cards. So my parents felt that we would give us a better opportunity to come here, better opportunity to find work, school. They were looking out for our future, and that's the reason why we moved here. So my father came here first in January of 72, and then he got a job as a carpenter. He built bridges when he was in Italy. That's his job. And my mom was a seamstress. So when we came here, both of them did get jobs. My husband always says, oh, you came on the boat. It's not a boat. We flew from where I live, which is Lamezia Terme, to Rome, and then from Rome to Boston, and then from Boston to Pittsburgh. Both of my grandparents were here a long time ago. And so we had an opportunity to go to Ellis Island a couple years ago and see their names. I wasn't very thrilled to move. I thought it was, you know, it was exciting, but it was very difficult coming here, not understanding or speaking the language, having other students make fun of me because of how I looked or how I spoke, how my hair was cut, how my clothes were made, because my mom made my clothes most of the time. It was a difficult experience. So I remember when we were on the plane from Rome to Boston, I wanted something to drink and I couldn't figure out how to say soda in English. So I did get Sprite. So I thought that was good. But it was difficult trying to ask for what I wanted or understand what they were asking us, or even something, you know, over the speaker, if they would say, oh, we're at this altitude. Well, I didn't understand that. So my first impression, it was just very, not sure confusing, but so much so quickly, you know, to take it all in. But I do remember going through the tunnels and seeing the city. And to me, that was like, wow, it was very impressionable for me. I went to elementary and then secondary and then high school. And then I got married, actually, when I graduated from high school. I went back to school, to college, with 3 children. So working full-time, being a full-time mom, having a home to take care of, and then went to college on the weekends to do my undergrad, which was in business. And then I continued and I got my MBA from Chatham. After going to college and being in human resources, that's a job that I have for a long time, I got remarried to my current husband. He is a director at ANSYS, and I work for Bayer, which is the aspirin people. When I came here, the students were not very nice, but I did find one or two that were. And for me, those are the friendships that I still have today. Be who you are. Don't change just because you want to assimilate into the environment. Be yourself. I miss my family. I miss having summers at the beach. I loved being at the beach. I'd love to hear the waves, the ocean. I miss the traditions that they have. We have the 7 fishes on Christmas Eve. It's always done at my mom's house and all the families come together there. We go in the morning. We make the fish and we also eat the fish and have a glass of wine. Those traditions are still being held. And they relax more than I think we do here. On weekends, it's family time. They go to the beach or they take walks or they get together for a pizza. I would like to be there, but then I'd have to talk my family into moving with me back to Italy, and I don't think they would. Relaxed atmosphere is one thing, but there's a lot of political stuff that's happening there too, and not a lot of jobs. So I guess I'd stay here.